Here, up to daf chof tes on the base, on top. Reb Yechanan says, liacha nefilo machleikis. Reb Yechanan says, liacha nefilo machleikis. The machleikis is after nefilo in the Mishnah. So Mor wants a medayik, avo b'shas nefilo mai. But what do you mean to say? What's going to be the halacha b'shas nefilo? Again, the Mishnah, the case was, somebody was walking b'shus harabim, and he tripped, and he broke his barrel. And the water came in b'shus harabim, and then somebody else tripped on the water and dirtied themselves, dirtied the kelim. So before we said it was a machlekes in a Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you have to have kavanah or not. So first we were saying, Abaye said the machlekes is both ways. It's a machlekes b'shas nefilo, and it's also machlekes liach nefilo. Again, Abaye said, b'shas nefilo, the machlekes is, if somebody's a niskal, if somebody trips and falls, is that called a pshiya or not? That Rabbi Yehuda holds, niskal is not called a pshiya. Niskal is called like an honest, so you'd be potter. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, he only chayv if he had kavono to break it. The Tanakhama of Meir holds, no, even if a person just tripped, niskal is also called pshiya. Therefore, if you trip and you break your barrel, the shusarabim, and someone hurts himself on it, you're chayv. That was one machlekes. And secondly, was a machlekes li'acha nefilom, where the yamafkin is akav, the person is mafkarit, he doesn't own it anymore, are you chayiv or not? So if Yechidim wants to say now, no, the machlekes is only liach and afilo. And the machlekes would be then, if your mafkin is zok, if you make it hefker, are you still chayiv on bor or not? Is bor chayiv when you mafker it? Or else bor is only chayiv if you still own it? So that's the machlekes over here. So Gemara says, what do you mean to tell me? Ah, but b'shas nefilo, but b'shas, it's falling down. My, what do you want to say? Or else b'shas nefilo means even afterwards, as long as you didn't have enough time to pick it up yet. What do you want to say? Divrei hakol pot, everybody holds your potter then. I for me to come a Rabbi Yechon l'kamon. Since Rabbi Yechon himself says later, that loy tema mastis and Rabbi Meyehi, don't say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meyehi. To your mother, Rabbi Meyehi says, niska poshayahu, if somebody's a niska, or somebody trips, he's called the poshay, it's his fault. You can't say, I'm an honest, why I tripped. No, if you walk in Meshus Rabbim and you trip, it's a poshay, because you're supposed to watch yourself, not to trip. That's what Rabbi Yechanan says, that Rabbi Meir is the one that holds this svara. Mechal, it's a proof to Rabbi Meir Mechayiv. Rabbi Meir holds you are Chayiv, Peshas Nefilah. So you can't tell me Rabbi Yechanan means to say that Peshas Nefilah, everybody holds your potter. Ela, rather, what does Rabbi Yechanan mean to say that the Machlokes is only Liacha Nefilah? The Chura means to say, Ela Mai Divri Hakel Chayiv, that everybody holds Peshas Nefilah, Yitaka Chayiv, that what the Niskal is called a Peshaya. If you tripped and broke something there, you're chayiv for the damage. For the Gemara of Amid, you come Rabbi Yechanan. Since Rabbi Yechanan himself again says, Lekamon, that loy tema mastis and Rabbi Meyehi, don't say al mishta goes according to Rabbi Meyehi. The Yoma that says, niska pashayahu, that niska is called the pashayam, mechlal it's a proof, the patri rabbonin. The rabbonin say, no, niska is not called the pashayah. Niska is potter. So how could you say Rabbi Yechanan says b'shas nefila everybody holds yechayiv l'chur it's a machlekes Rabbi Meir and the Rabbanan. So Gemara says rather elo avad epshat and Rabbi Yechanan is that he also agrees the machlekes is both b'shas nefila if niskal is called a pasheya or not, and also it's machlekes liachan nefila. So what does Rabbi Yechanan mean to say that liachan nefila machlekes? Like why does he only say the machlekes is liachan nefila? Eloho kamash malon. This is what Rabbi Yechanan means to teach us, that the mafkin is zokev the hocho. In a case like over here, where somebody was walking through the Rishus Rabin, and he tripped, and he broke his barrel there. And later, after he gets up, he decides not to pick it up, but rather to be mafkarit, just to make it hefker. I don't want to own the broken pieces anymore, and I'll just leave it. I'll tell you, who the patri rabbonin? Only in such a case like this, does the rabbonin svara say that the person is potter. Why? The onusu. Because at the time when you tripped, you were an onus. So you didn't make really a bor b'shus rabin. When you first tripped, it wasn't your fault. What do you want to say later, though, after you fell and broke your barrel, there, the broken pieces, you're supposed to pick up. So in this we say, l'chura, you called an onus b'shas, you fell down. Elamai what? Later on, you should have picked it up. And that we say, if the person is mafkarit, he doesn't own that anymore, then he's potter. Avo mafkin is zokav the alma. But in the case where you throw down your barrel with your sarabim, you have no right to do it. You weren't an onus. You just decided to throw your barrel in the Rosh Hasharabim, or you just want to leave it there and go away, and you want to be mafkarit there, then the mechayve, then everybody agrees you chayiv. That's what the Yechon is adding on. The Yechon says the achan afilo machlokes means only in such a case like this, where first you tripped, so you were an honest why your broken pieces are in the Rosh Hasharabim. Now, right afterwards, if you're mafkarit, then the rabbanim say you potter. But in another case where you take your kli and throw it b'shus harabim, even if you would go away and be maskerit, you'd still be chayiv. Because the maaseh, that's called, you made the bor. Yeah. Itmar, we learned like this. Maskir nezokiv. In a case where somebody is maskerit nezokiv, like he broke his barrel b'shus harabim, and then he goes away and doesn't pick it up, but rather he's just maskerit. So, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Lozit. So, Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Eliezer. Chadom, one says Chayiv. That you're Chayiv? You are supposed to pick it up. Since you didn't pick it up, even though you're Mafkarit, still you're Chayiv. The Chadom, a Potter, one says, no, you're Potter. Lamaisa, since you're Mafkarit, it doesn't belong to you anymore. So, it's not the bor that the Torah is Chayiv for. Therefore, you're Potter. Now, the Gemara says, Lema, let's say, Mandem Mechayiv Krabi Meir. The one that says that Yechayiv, even if you're mafki in a zakav, holds like Rabbi Meir Shita. That, like we say in our Mishnah, that even though you're mafki in a zakav, still Yechayiv. Because bor, Yechayiv for even though you're mafkarit, even though it's hefka. Oman the potter, who's the one that says no, if you're mafki, you make your broken piece of hefka, that you do not own them, and then somebody trips over them that you're potter? Hatayik Rabbanan, that goes according to Rabbanan Shita. That holds mafki in a zakav is potter, because the bor, that the Torah is chayiv you for, is only if you're not mafke the bor, where you actually own the bor. So more says like this, Alib with the Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, Shita in the Braisa, Kuliyam, Malay, Pligi, everybody agrees Avadi Yechayiv. So that's what Rabbi Meir says. Rabbi Meir says, even though you're mafke in the Zokov, Avadi Yechayiv. So Rashi says, the Hashtar, Behefke in the Zokov, our boy, they honest, Metchilu Mechayiv. Madach, in the case of the Braisa, where a person just tripped and broke his kad, and later he wants to be mafka the broken pieces, Rabbi Meir still says Yechayiv. So Kol Shchein, in a case where you broke your kli in the Rosh Hasharabim, you did a berotzen, and now you want to be mafkarit to get yourself potter, nothing doing, avad Yechayiv. So according to Rabbi Meir, everybody agrees avad Yechayiv. Keep pligi, where's the machlekes over here? I'll leave with the Rabbanon, according to the Rabbanon Shita. That's like this. Man the potter, the one that says that you're potter since you're mafka the broken pieces. You don't own it anymore. It's not like bor. Kerabonin. They hold that's the Rabbonin Svara. The Rabbonin Svara is that when the Torah says Yechayiv for your bor, it's only if you own the bor. But if you're masquerade, you don't own it anymore, you're potter. Well, man, the Chayiv, the Mechayiv, and the one that says no, still Yechayiv here. Again, here is the case where you took your pitcher, your barrel, and you threw it down in the Rosh Hasharabim. You broke it in the Rosh Hasharabim. So you created like a bor Rosh Hasharabim. And now you're mafkarit, you say, I don't want to own it anymore, I wanted to make it hefka. Here they say, Yechayiv. Omoloch, they say, Ano diyam nafilu l'rabbonin. I could say my svar that Yechayiv even according to the Rabbonin. Because like this, Ad kan le'pati rabbonin ele b'mafkin ezokov tohochom. When are there machlekes in the braisa that the Rabbonin say, if you're mafkarit, you're broken pieces later, you're potter? Only in the case over here where a person first tripped when he broke his first kli. Mishum the honesto, because the person is an honest. Like he didn't mean to make a bor b'shus rabim. He happened to be carrying his pitcher, and he tripped and it broke. So he was an honest when it broke. I let him pick it up. He wants to be mafkarit. Hear the rabbanon say yapota. Avo mafkin azok of the alma. But in the case where you go and make a bor b'shus rabim, you go throw down the kli in the b'shus rabim with attentions, and then you go and mafkarit, could be mechayvi. Then even the rabbanon agree that yechayv. So this is the machlokes of Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Eliezer, that one says that even according to the Rabbanan you're chayiv in this case, and one says no, still you're potter. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, tistayin, I'll have a proof. The Rabbi Eliezer, who do you mechayiv? Rabbi Eliezer is the one that says yes, you're chayiv. That if you're mafki, if you break a kli b'Rosh Hasharabim, you break your pitcher and intentions, and then you go away and you mafker it, nothing doing, still you're chayiv, it's your bor, even though you're mafker it. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer says over the name of his Rabbi, Mishun Rabbi Shmuel, that Shnei Devorim, there are two things, really, that Einem Rishrusa Shaladim. Really, these two things don't belong to you, it's not yours. But we also in Hakosav Kiluhem Brishusai. The Torah considers these two things as if it's really yours, and therefore you chayiv. So what are these two things? The Elohim, these are the two things. Bor Brishus Rabin. If you have a Bor Brishus Rabin, that means somebody goes and digs a ditch in the middle of the Rabin, that you don't own the Bor. Really, the Bor doesn't belong to you. It's Brishus Rabin. Still, the Torah says Yechayiv is as if the Torah put it into your Rishus. So you see, Reb Lezer holds, even though you're Masker, even though it doesn't belong to you, still like the Torah put it into your Rishus, Yechayiv. And the second thing is, Chav v'chometz mishay shoy salamala. Chometz on Erev Pesach, after the sixth hour, it becomes Osav b'hanor. So once something becomes Osav b'hanor, really it doesn't belong to you anymore. It shouldn't be considered in your Rishus. So later on Pesach, you should not be over the love of a Bal Yiro and Bal Yimotzei. Still, the Torah says, no, the Torah puts it back into your Rishus to be over this new love of the Bal Yiro Bal Yimotzei. So, Chorot Yistayim, from here is a proof that Reb Lezer holds that even though your mafkin is Zokiv, you don't own it, still you're Chayiv, because the Bor is Chayiv even though you don't own it, even the Bor, Rishus Rabim, the Torah says you're Chayiv, it's as if the Torah put it into your Rishus, even though really you don't own it. So, Morris asks the question, O mi yomer Reb Elazar Hochi, is it true that Reb Lezer says like this? I be Omer Reb Loz Ibcha. Reb Loz himself said just the opposite. Advice says, Bor, that's Hefker. If you don't own it, you're Potter. You're only Chayiv if you own the Bor. The Tanan, we learned like this. Ha Hoifich es Aglal B'Shus Rabin is a Mishnah later. That if somebody is Hoifich es Aglal, somebody's turning over the manure of an animal. B'Shus Rabin. For Huzak then, and you turned it over from place to place, and now somebody tripped over it. Vuzak v'machar is chayiv v'niskoi. You're chayiv for the damage that took place. Because it's considered like you made a new bor now. Like first the manure was in one spot, and you picked it up for Shusrab and put it down someplace else. So you like made a new bor now. So if somebody comes and trips over and hurts himself, you're chayiv. The Yomer Reb Lezer said, you should know, Loishon, when was this learned? Elish and Iskav in Liskoi pen. Only when the person picked up this galal, he had intentions of being kainerit. He wanted it to be his. But if he didn't have intentions of being kainerit, he didn't want it to become his, then potter. Then he's potter if any damage comes out through it. Even though it's considered like he made a new bor, he picked up this galal from one part and one place and put it down in another place. So in this new place now, if somebody gets hurt there, he made the bor. And still, Reb Lezer holds that you're potter unless you had intentions to be kainerit. Alma, what do we see? That mafkin is zokiv potter. And according to Reb Lezer, if you do not own it, if you don't own these broken pieces of the manure, you're potter. That's what you say before, Reb Lezer holds yichayiv. So Mura says, Omer Ravad Barava, Shehech Ziru Lemekoyma. I tell you here, Ha'ofech as the Galal is talking about, that you picked up the manure, but you didn't put it down in another place. You put it down in the same place that you took it from. So therefore, if you wouldn't be kainer, if it wouldn't be yours, you're not chayiv. Because the first person that put it there, it's his bor. So you just picked it up and put it down in the same place where he put it, so the first person is chayiv and not you. Therefore, only if you're kainer, if you pick it up to have that to be kainer, you want it to become yours, now it's like your bor, therefore you'd be chayiv. But if you don't have intentions to make it yours, that's why you put it. But if you would have put it someplace else, like you created a new bor, even though it doesn't belong to you, maybe you'd be chayiv. So Mor says, Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Moshe de Ravada Barava, what's the example of Ravada Barava? Lamaha Dovadim, what is this like? Lamoitse Bor Magula, somebody found Rishus Rabim, an open, uncovered ditch. Vichiso, and then you came there, you covered it. Vichosa Vigileya, and then you came and uncovered it. That Lamaisa Yochayit. Okay, because Vichosa Vigileya, the potter, that your potter. In other words, since there was a bor there first, and then you went and covered it. And now you uncovered it, so you want to tell me you're still potter, because you didn't make anything new. It's the old bor that's here, so the first one is chayiv. Oh, malay mazutra bredu av moral ravina, mi domi. Was one like this? Are they alike? I tell you, no, hosom lo yistalak lumaisarishan. Over there, you never took away really the actions of the first one. What happened? One person, Reuven, came and dug a ditch in the middle of Rosh Hashanah. Now Shimon came and just put a cover on top of it. By just putting a cover, you didn't fill it up. You didn't take away the hole. The hole is still there. You just covered it up. So therefore, when you come and take away, when Shimon takes away the cover, it's just remaining what was there before Shimon's Reuven's bor. That's why Reuven is chayiv. But hoch over here,
when you pick up the manure is talaklu maiserishon. You picked up the manure, you took away the whole bor. You took away as if there's no bor right now. And therefore, when you put it down, even though you put it down in the same place, it should be considered like you're making a bor now. So you should be chai for it. Holoidomya, this should only be like, elo to a case like this better. Lemoitse bor magula. If Shimon walks through the Rishus Rabbim and finds an uncovered ditch that Reuven made it, v'tamuhu, and Shimon now filled it up, he took away the whole ditch, he filled up the ditch with dirt, v'chaza v'chafruho, and then Shimon comes now and digs it out again, the istalkalu maisa rishon, that Shimon took away Reuven's maisa. Reuven first clogged up that bor, so he took away the whole bor. Now he himself dug it up again. The kaimel of Rishusay Avad Shimon should be chayiv. It's like he made a bor now. So in our case also, if you pick up the manure, you're taking away the first one's bor. So when you put it down, even though you put it down in the same place, you should be chayiv. So what's talking of pshat? What do you say, Yipotam? Ela rather Omar Ravashi kishahovcha lepochos mishloisha. We're talking about when you picked it up less than 3 tefachim off the ground. So that's not considered you took away the first one's actions. Like the first one's bor is still there. If you didn't pick it up off the ground, gimel tefachim is still like lovin attached to the ground, it's not considered like you took away the bor. So therefore, if you didn't move it to a new place, you just put it down again, if you're not kainer it, if it doesn't become yours, that's why you're potter, because you didn't do anything new. But enechnam, if you would have picked it up more than 3 tefachim, then even if you're not kainer it, then you would be chayv. Tomorrow says, umay duchke the Reb Lezer liukma. What forced Reb Lezer to put this akimta to say this is the case? Kagoin is such a case. Shehov kol apachas megimel. That we're talking about the person that picked up the manure, picked it up less than gimel tefachim off the ground. And therefore you want to say, v'taymo d'chinis kavon liskas bo, when is the second one chayiv? Only if he has kavona to be koinerit. With hagbo, or with kinyin yad, he's koinerit. But since it becomes his, now when he puts it down, it's his bor, that's why he's chayiv. If he does not have kavon or intentions to be koinerit, loy, you want to tell me then he's not chayiv because it's not his bor. Like, what does Reb Lez have to say? This is the case of the Mishnah. Look, let him put it in a normal case better. That lamala megimel. Let him say the case is talking about that the person picked up the manure even more than gimel tzvachim off the ground. And the afagav the loy niskavon liskas bo. Even though he did not have intentions to be koinerit, still chayiv, it should be chayiv. Like, why don't Reb Lezer say like this better? And then a chanami, then it'll be a raya that bor is chayiv, even though you masker it. And that'll be Reb Lezer l'shitosa then. That even though you don't own it, the Torah put it into your rishus. So if you're telling me that's Reb Lezer shita, that even though you don't own it, you can be chayiv. So what forced Reb Lezer to say here we're talking about less than gimel tvachim? Let him say even lamala me gimel tvachim. And even though you don't have kavana to be koinerit, still you should be chayiv. So Gemara says, my Rav says, I'll tell you, mas nitzin kashisei. The Mishnah was bothering him. That ma'iri hofach, what does the Mishnah say? He just turned over the manure, the galal. Listen, let it say bed hegbiya. Why did the Mishnah say hegbiya? He picked it up. Ela shemamina, therefore, since the Mishnah says hofach, bo, come to teach us that kol hofuch lamata mishleishahu. That turning over means you turned it over less than gimel tzvachim. So therefore, you did not take away the first one's actions. So therefore, you'll only be chayiv if you had das to be koinerit. But if you didn't have das to be koinerit, then you'd be potter. But our co-opponent could be Reb Lezer, the one that says that a bor b'shul sarab, even though it's hefka, still you're chayiv on it. Therefore, Reb Lezer is the one that says that if you're mafkin, it's zokov, you're chayiv. So Gemara says, if so, omi the Reb Lezer, I'm a chayiv. Since Reb Lezer is the one that says you're chayiv, even though you're mafkin, it's zokov, Reb Yechonon, I'm a potter. So it should come out then that Reb Yechonon is the one that says potter. Fred Gemara, is that true? Only Yom Rabbi Yechon and Hochid, Rabbi Yechon, does these tacks say like this, that if you're mafki in a zakav, you don't own it. So you potter on bor only if you own it. For your tanan, we learned like this. Hamatzni yesakoitz. If somebody hides thorns, or else viesas chuchis, glass, broken glass in the Rosh Hashanah, or else vi hagoide gidra bekoitzim, somebody makes a fence from thorns. Or else the godar shenofel Rosh Hashanah. If your wall fell down into the Rosh Hashanah, when other people hurt themselves in it, chayiv beniskoy. That's what it says, Alocha, you're chayiv, the Baal HaBor, like you're chayiv if you own it. Now, v'yom Reb Yechonon said, when are you chayiv with your thorns? Lo yishonu elu b'mafriach. Only if the thorns were really sticking out a lot. the Rashi says Rosh Kitzaisav, the heads of them were sticking out to Rishus Rabin. Therefore, Smam is called the Bar Rishus Rabin. Avuvim it's something. If you only have the thorns in your Rishus, like Rashi the Ter Shaloi, you make sure all the thorns are still in your Rishus. So therefore, it's called the Bar Rishusai. So Rashi the Be'afagav Yitzke Rishusai Shekzel Rishus Rab Potter. Even though you're mafkir the Rishus around it, still you be Potter. So Mura says, Mitzamtzai my time a Potter. Why are you Potter? Even if you keep the thorns tight to the fence, they don't stick out into the middle of the Rishus Rabim, still why are you Potter? So love isn't it, Mishum Devle Bor Rishusai. Because it's called the Bor in your Rishus that you own. So Kozaman, you own the Bor, that's not called the Bor that the Torah says Yechayiv. Why not? Mechlal is a proof, Tichyuva the Bor Rishus Rabim hu. That when does the Torah say Yechayiv on the Bor, if you dig a Bor Rishus Rabim, that you don't own anything, you don't own the property, you don't own the Rishus, then you're Chayiv and making a stumbling block in the middle of Rishus Rabim. But over here, where you own your Kitzim, you own your thorns, then you're Potter. So Alma, what do you see? That Mafkin is Okav Chayiv? That according to Rabbi Yechanon, even though you be Mafka your Bor, your Mafka, the broken pieces, still you'll be Chayiv for it. Because that's the Bor the Torah says Yechayiv. So where's the theory then? So Gemara says, no, Le'elam really I'll tell you way Malach, Mafkin is Okav Potter. Maybe Rabbi Yechanon agrees that when you Mafka your broken pieces, you Mafka your Bor, you don't own it, you're Potter. Bor is only Chayiv if you own it. If so, it's something my time a potter. So what's the story if you have the thorns in your Rishus only, right next to the Rishus Rabin, why are you potter? Mishum diit malok, as we learned on this, Omer Ravacha, Brei de Ravika, lefi shein darker and shein b'nei yodim l'schachech b'ksolim. Because it's not normal for people to go scratch themselves against the wall. So in other words, so Rashi says, "V'zeshen eschachet." This person now that went and scratched himself against the wall, he's mishuna. He did something different. That's why the balabos is potter. It's not really called like a bor b'shus rabim, because not a derech for people when they walk in the streets to knock against the wall. A person watches himself and he sees the wall there. He walks a little bit away. So therefore, if the person has a wall made out of thorns and the thorns are only exactly against his wall, not sticking out, he's potter, he didn't do anything wrong. Because people don't normally go and knock themselves against the wall. Mashenkein will be mafriach when sticking out, then yechayiv, because even though people don't knock themselves against the wall, but it's sticking further out, and goes into the Rishus Rabim, that's called like a bor Rishus Rabim. For the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yechon Hoch, is it true that Rav Yechon has said like this, that what if you mafki in a zok if you tak a potter, I've omer Rav Yechon and said, halacha ke stam mishna. We pasken like a stam mishna. Utsanan, we learned the stam mishna later that says, ha choyfe bor b'shus rabim. If somebody digs a ditch in the middle of b'shus rabim, even though you don't own anything there, v'nofel otoich ha-shor ha-chamaru meis, chayiv, yechayiv. You see, clearly Rav Yechon is the one that says, yechayiv a bor, even though you don't own anything. Even though your mom has dug a ditch in the middle of Rishus Rabin, you don't own the property, still you chayiv. So where it says, El or rather the pshat is like this. Li'oilam Reb Yechon and Oma Chayiv. Reb Yechon is the one that says that if you're mafkin, the zok of Yechayiv. Because he holds bor Rishus Rabin, you chayiv even though you don't own anything. Now, Omi the Reb Yechon and Oma Chayiv, since Reb Yechon is the one that says Yechayiv even though you're mafkin, your broken pieces, so what? Since you're the one that put the broken pieces there, Yechayiv hurt. Reb Lezer, I'm a potter. Reb Lezer then is the one that says you're potter. That if you have your broken pieces in the Rishus Rabin, and you're masking them, that you don't own them, you're potter. The question is, then I would just learn from Reb Lezer,